Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Love to Live Healthy show with author and weight loss specialist, Josephine Fitzpatrick. Our focus is weight loss and losing it with healthy and clean living. Join us every week to hear answers to questions from our clients all over the world who text and email thousands of weight loss questions daily. Listen and learn how Josephine answers questions to help you lose weight, eat healthy, and feel great.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Love to Live Healthy show. I'm Josephine Fitzpatrick. Today, we have a very special guest, one of our success stories, Shari Rausch. Let's see. I'm going to bring her in.
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you look beautiful. One of the absolute things I love is that about your story is two things. One is it's the second time you did it. You had success the first time, lost all your weight, and then you obviously it was years ago. How long ago was that?
2015.
And then, of course, with everything, life, age, pandemics, name it. You came back, I guess it was like in the summer, right?
This past June.
June, okay. And what I love and I think is so inspiring, and this is what I told you I wanted to share so much, is because you were 1 pound a week, and sometimes you weren't even that. Let's talk about first, how much did you lose so far?
25 pounds.
Wow, that's amazing. That's amazing. It's a lot of weight. It's insane, especially doing it like that.
Yes.
You know, but I mean, you know, if you think about it, did we ever have a 2 pound week? I think once, maybe.
In the beginning, there were a couple of two and a halfs, maybe, but that was the most I ever got in one week.
That's what I thought. And honestly, though, look at like you now, like if you look back, and this is what I tell people all the time, if you stop, and then you just regain what you lost, then you got to just start all over again. What I loved about you, you had that mindset no matter what. And I tell you this all the time when you come to my office, you could have lost nothing and you were disappointed, of course, you're trying so hard, but I never looked at you and said, she's going to give up ever. You were just so mentally like in this.
And it took me quite a while to get myself mentally to that point. I mean, obviously the weight starting with pandemic years was creeping on, then premenopausal and hormones and so many things just all compounding one after the other, making it, you know, all this weight gain coming on. And I hit rock bottom and I said, finally, like, all right, like, this is it. I can't take it anymore. And I'm going to do this one way or the other. And like, that's it. But before that, I wasn't mentally ready. And I knew like, I probably would have given up not gotten to the point where I was at and ready to do it.
Now, did you, when you came to me, were you your highest ever?
Yes. The only time I ever weighed that much is when I had two babies in my belly.
When you're pregnant with the twins. Wow. That's so funny. But that's so inspiring. You don't realize it's so inspiring. If you look back, do you feel like it took as long as it did? I mean, June, what are we in? So basically it's not even 7 months?
I feel like it's been like slow and steady, but just, I feel so much better that like getting to this point, it was worth, you know, every little bit each week
everything.
To get to here.
and again, too, I just did a podcast with someone else and I was talking about you in the beginning, you didn't really have that much exercise either. You started that more towards like the middle to the end, right?
Yeah. And I'm trying. And, you know, to be honest, I am not a big exercise person. I don't love it. I kind of hate it, but I force myself. And I mean, I'm better in the warmer weather in the summer. I love to walk and that's my big thing. But in the winter now, you know, I'm getting on the Peloton and I'm like forcing myself to get up, you know, early in the morning and do it, even though I don't like it, but I do feel better after I do it.
I'm
really trying to push myself for more exercise. I wish I had that exercise bug. I just don't. And the first time I did the plan, you know, it was really with almost no exercise and the weight came off a lot easier. And now I feel like I really need to try to incorporate more exercise along with the eating to make it all work at this stage of my life. And, you know, hormonally and everything else where I am. And I'm not working in the
Especially,
city anymore, so I'm a lot more sedentary where I used to
right.
commute every day. So I'm just in generally not moving as much as I used
Right.
to.
Right. And that's important. I see you buying all these clothes and everything when I bump into you at Rags, and you look amazing. I do want to talk about, though, because I think what's really great to tell people is how much you basically bounce back a lot between the detox and the 5 hour.
Yeah, I've been doing both. I think I like the 5 hour better for
Yes.
me. I did a little bit of detox this week, a couple of days, and I kind of felt like I was a little bit hungrier than usual, where I think I'm not feeling as hungry when I do the 5 hour. I
Right.
have that little like hunger pang like in the morning and I get past it, and then once I eat my muffin for lunch, like I'm full and I'm good till dinner.
Right.
Having the detox drink and then the muffin for lunch. I don't know. I think I was feeling a little hungrier, or maybe it was in my head. I don't
No,
know.
you were supposed to feel a little hungry. I was trying to confuse your body a little bit, just so, because we are down to those last, you know. So that's when I like what I called it, the doubling down. Like sometimes just confusing your body a little bit. So if a little bit hungrier, that's probably a good thing. You started with just the regular innovation, and sometimes we do throw it in, especially on weekends.
I know in the beginning we did more of the regular innovation and then we switched over to the 5 hour, which I really like doing the 5 hour. I feel like it just works very well for me. I'm not finding it that hard to stick to. So
Yeah. And
I
I felt
definitely.
like even when you didn't lose, you always said you felt lighter.
Yeah, sometimes the scale just didn't move, but I felt lighter for sure.
Yeah. What's great about that is, too, is sometimes it just takes that scale a little extra, another day or whatever. We just don't see it, but you felt it. And a lot of times mentally, you need that, you know?
And it definitely stinks when the scale doesn't move, but
It does, I know. For both of us, trust me. Well, it's great. You're doing amazing. You look amazing. I can't even believe it's 25 pounds. And okay, so this is a great question. Okay, last question. 25 pounds, because I saw you go through this, and it was a lot, meaning a pound a week, and you just kept at it, and some day, weeks, no pounds, and you still kept at it. You were so mentally strong. I was so proud of you through the whole thing. If you look back now, though, if somebody said to you when you first started, it's going to take 7 months, but you're going to lose 25 pounds, what would you have thought?
it's a good question. I mean, I think just mentally, I was at the point where like I have to get this weight off, and no matter what it takes. So if it's 7 months, then it's 7 months, and that's what it's
Right.
going to be. But as long as I was seeing progress most weeks, which most weeks I did,
Right.
it was worth it.
I really feel that to look back, I'm like, 7 months, it sounds long, but it really wasn't long. And look at you, you're like a different person. And in the middle of it, at any time, had you given up, which I knew you wouldn't, it's not even a question. But for other people, when they look, and if they gave up, look at where you got to. That's amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Yes, 100%. Like I feel like a new person. I was at the point I was miserable. I couldn't look at myself in the mirror. I didn't want to put clothes on. I was just happy being in sweatpants because then I didn't have to feel how tight all my pants were and buying bigger sizes. It was awful. And I just finally like hit the bottom and I said, okay, like I have to do something. I had started coming back and buying the food. Like I knew what I needed to do, but I needed to start sitting with you, being accountable every week, and like really taking it seriously.
Right. The last question, what if somebody's looking right now and they're apprehensive about doing it, or they're scared about doing this, what is your best advice to them?
My best advice would be just do it. You just have to tell yourself mentally, I'm ready to do this. I'm going to do it and whatever it takes. And you just stick to it. You got to stick to your plan. You got to hold yourself accountable and you'll see the results.
I love
You
it.
can't be picking at this, picking at that. And believe me, I do that sometimes. It's not easy when I'm have two teenage boys and they're eating all this fattening stuff around me. And I definitely pick at this, pick at that. And that's why I like the summer better when they weren't around and there was like not a bad thing in my house. So it was a lot easier to stay on track, but definitely, hard with temptations around. And I just try to plan as best I can. If I have, you know, if I have to go to a restaurant, I'm looking at the menu. I'm asking, what can I eat? Like, this is going to be
Right.
hard. But you do everything to just try to stick to the plan and see the light at the end of the tunnel.
See the results. Yes, see the cheat day at the end of the week.
By the time that meal comes, it's like if I eat one thing on cheat day, I'm so full. Like,
Yes, right. I was going to
don't know
say
what to
that.
enjoy. It's
Yeah.
hard to like enjoy the cheat days anymore.
Yes, exactly, which is the whole point. Like mentally you want it, but you can't even physically do it, which is good. You are amazing. I am so appreciative of you being on. I know this is not really your thing, but you did it and you're inspiring so many people. You look gorgeous. Every time I see you every Saturday, which I'll see you tomorrow morning, I just am amazed by how the progress and everything you've done and all the work you put in to get to where you are. So I'm really proud of you. Thank you so much. You're the best.
Oh,
And
thank you. You're the best. I couldn't do it without you. My like therapy sessions every Saturday morning and getting me through when I, just don't feel good or got to get over something or stressed out, so you've helped me get there. Without you, I couldn't do it. So
thank you. I appreciate that. I really do. Yeah, I love you. You're so great. Thank you, Shari. That was absolutely amazing. You're an inspiration to so many people you don't even know. 1 pound a week, and you kept at it. And 7 months later, you're 25 pounds lighter. You look amazing. So proud of you. Thank you so much for being on our podcast. And thank you all for listening today to our Love to Live Healthy podcast. I'm wishing everyone a happy, healthy week. Hugs and love from me to all of you.
Thanks for listening to Love to Live Healthy with Josephine Fitzpatrick. We hope you'll pass along our web address, innovationweightloss.com, to your friends and colleagues who are looking to lose weight by eating clean and living healthy. Be sure to check out our archive section on our website for previous podcasts. Join us next time for another edition of Love to Live Healthy with Josephine Fitzpatrick. The content in this podcast is not intended in any way as a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding weight loss or any medical condition or treatment, and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen. And never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you have listened to on this podcast.